When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street. USA.
Hours ago, I saw you and sealed my fate. I knew right then I wanted you so. How long would I have to wait? Marking time and standing still never were much my style. But here you are, and what a surprise. You made the wait worthwhile.
I bet Donna loved that.
You sing it.
Me?
I bet you sing great.
Oh, no.
Come on.
A thousand dreams that never came true, and pipers I had to pay. And all at once I'm standing with you, and everything fades away. The hurts, the fights,
the lonely nights.
How could they match your smile? For here you are,
the moon in your eyes.
May I have this dance?
What the hell?
We learn to choose, we learn to lose, new lessons every mile. You trust your heart never lies. You made the wait worthwhile. You made the wait worthwhile.
Well, if you're a fan of composer-lyricist Jason Robert Brown, the wait is over. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, here on 88.3 WLIW-FM, Long Island's only signature, one-of-a-kind, individual, parading NPR station. Well, Jason Robert Brown is among, if not at the very head of, the most exciting and prodigious composers of the musical theater here in the early part of the 21st century. He has a terrific revival of his groundbreaking musical Parade, currently on Broadway, and, seemingly a million other projects happening here, there, and everywhere. And I thought it was time, in fact, it's long overdue, to spend an episode of Broadway to Main Street celebrating the range of his work and the significant popularity his work has, certainly among the younger generation of musical theater enthusiasts. Well, Jason Robert Brown was born in 1970. He attended the Eastman School of Music, where he was classically trained. And he said once among his influences, I guess, were the three Steves, Sondheim, of course, but also Steve Reich and Stevie Wonder. And you can see that eclecticism in all of the work he has done. You heard, as we started, a song from Honeymoon in Vegas, You Made the Wait Worthwhile, sung by Tony Danza and Bryn O'Malley. Okay, so let us go to the song that sort of put him on the map, I guess. He had been an arranger and an orchestrator and put together an evening of songs in 1995 off-Broadway called Songs for a New World. And here is a song that kind of took off, as it were, into the stars and sung by every cabaret performer for the next 15, 20 years and going strong. Here is Sutton Foster with Stars and the Moon.
I met a man without a dollar to his name, who had no traits of any value but his smile. I met a man who had no yearn or claim to fame, who was content to let life pass him for a while. And I was sure that all I ever wanted was a life like the movie stars led. And he kissed me right here and he said, I'll give you stars and the moon and a soul to guide you and a promise I'll never go. I'll give you hope to bring out all the life inside you and the strength that will help you grow. I'll give you truth and a future that's 20 times better than any Hollywood plot. And I thought, you know, I'd rather have a yacht. I met a man who lived his life out on the road, who left a wife and kids in Portland on a whim. I met a man whose fire and passion always showed, who asked if I could spare a week to ride with him. But I was sure that all I ever wanted was a life that was scripted and planned. And he said, but you don't understand. I'll give you stars and the moon and the open highway and a river beneath your feet. I'll give you days full of dreams if you travel my way and a summer you can't repeat. I'll give you nights full of passion and days of adventure, no strings, just warm summer rain. And I thought, you know, I'd rather have champagne. I met a man who had a fortune in the bank, who had retired at age 30, set for life. I met a man and didn't know which stars to thank, and then he asked one day if I would be his wife. And I looked up, and all that I could think of was the life I had dreamt I would live. And I said to him, what will you give? I'll give you cars and a townhouse in Turtle Bay and a fur and a diamond ring. And we'll get married in Spain on my yacht today and we'll honeymoon in Beijing. And you'll meet stars at the parties I throw in my villas in Nice and Paris in June. And I thought, okay. And I took a breath, and I got my yacht. And the years went by, and it never changed, and it never grew, and I never dreamed. And I woke one day, and I looked around, and I thought, my God, I'll never have the moon.
Sutton Foster. Well, I first discovered Jason Robert Brown, not with Parade, which somehow I missed, but with a wonderful off-Broadway show called The Last 5 Years. And this is a chamber show. It's written for a guy and a gal, and it's the trajectory of their relationship, but done kind of as an X. So in other words, the guy starts, I think, going backwards in time, and the girl goes forward in time, and they cross in the middle. Very, 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 very smart production, directed by Daisy Prince, Hal Prince's daughter, which I saw off Broadway with the incredible Norbert Leo Butz and Sherry Renee Scott. So let us hear, a number from The Guy and the Girl, from the 2002 cast album To The Last 5 Years.
Did I just hear an alarm start ringing? Did I see sirens go flying past? Though I don't know what tomorrow's bringing, I got a singular impression things are moving too fast. I'm gliding smooth as a figure skater. I'm riding hot as a rocket blast. I just expected it 10 years later. I got a singular impression things are moving too fast. And you say, oh no, step on the brakes, do whatever it takes, but stop this train. Slow, slow, the light's turning red. But I say, no, no, whatever I do, I barrel on through and I don't complain. No matter what I try, I'm flying full speed ahead. I'm never worried to walk the wire. I won't do anything just half-assed. But with the stakes getting somewhat higher, I got a singular impression things are moving too fast. I found a woman I love, and I found an agent who loves me. Things might get bumpy, but some people analyze every detail. Some people stall when they can't see the trail. Some people freeze out of fear that they'll fail. But I keep rolling on. Some people can't get success with their art. Some people never feel love in their heart. Some people can't tell the two things apart. But I keep rolling on. Follow through, but oh, what else am I supposed to do? Subject of a bidding war. I met my personal Aphrodite. I'm doing things I never dreamed of before. We start to take the next step together. Found an apartment on 73rd. The Atlantic Monthly's printing my first chapter. $2,000 without rewriting. I left Columbia and I don't regret it. I wrote a book and Sonny made a Reddit. My heart's been stolen, my ego's swollen. I just keep rolling along. And I think, well, well.
about all this and more before 24. It's hard not to be sure. I'm spinning out of control. Out of control. I'm feeling panicked and rushed and hurried. I'm feeling outmaneuvered and outclassed. But I'm so happy I can't get worried about this singular impression. I got a singular impression, things are moving too fast.
Had a little situation at the end of our senior year, and like a shot, she and Mitchell got married that summer. Carol Ann getting bigger every minute, thinking, what am I doing here? While Mitchell's out every night being a heavy metal drummer. They got a little cute house on a little cute street with a crucifix on the door. Mitchell got a job at a record store in the mall. Just the typical facts of a typical life in a town on the eastern shore. I thought about what I've wanted. It wasn't like that at all. They Carol Ann a cute baby sweater, thinking I can do better than that. In a year or so, I moved to the city, thinking, what have I got to lose? Got a room, got a cat, and got 20 pounds thinner. Met a guy in a class I was taking with some very well-placed tattoos. He wouldn't leave me alone unless I went with him to dinner. And I guess he was cute, and I guess he was sweet, and I guess he was good in bed. I gave up my life for the better part of a year. So I'm starting to think that this maybe might work. And the second it entered my head, he needed to take some time off, focus on his career. He blew me off with a heartfelt letter. I thought, I can do better than that. You don't have to get a haircut. You don't have to change your shoes. You don't have to like Duran Duran, just love me. You don't have to put the seat down. You don't have to watch the news. You don't have to learn to tango. You don't have to eat prosciutto. You don't have to change a thing. Just stay with me. I want you and you and nothing but you. Miles and piles of you. Finally, I'll have something worthwhile to think of each morning. You and you and nothing but you. No substitution will do. Nothing but fresh, undiluted, and pure. Top of the line. And don't they burn? I don't need any lifetime commitments. I don't need to get hitched tonight. I don't want you to throw up all your walls and defenses. I don't mean to put on any pressure, but I know when a thing is right. And I spend every day reconfiguring my senses. When we get to my house, take a look at that town. Take a look at how far I've gone. I will never go back, never look back anymore. And it feels like my life keep me there from now on. Think about what you wanted. Think about what could be. Think about how I love you. Say you'll move in with me. Think of what's great about me and you. Think of the bullshit we've both been through. Think of what's past because we can do better. We can do better. We can do better than that. We can do better than that.
That was Betsy Wolfe from the 2013 Off-Broadway revival of The Last 5 Years. I love Sherry Renee Scott, but my adulation for Betsy Wolfe currently in Anne Juliet knows no bounds. So I'm happy to play that particular recording. That show, you know, just goes on and on. It did not run very long, but it's been made into a movie. It was revived. It's done on every college campus in the universe, and I think it's pretty terrific. The show that really introduced Jason Robert Brown to the larger arena of contemporary American musical theater was 1998's Parade at Lincoln Center Theater, directed by Hal Prince, who was quite the influence and quite the mentor for Jason Robert Brown. Here is Audra McDonald singing a song from it, from an album of hers, and then we'll hear a recording from the very, very recent revival.
Don't know this man. You don't know a thing. You come here with these horrifying stories, these contemptible conceits, and you say you understand how a man's heart beats, and you don't know a thing. Don't even try. When a man writes his mother every Sunday, pays his bills before they're due, works so hard to feed his family, there's a murderer for you, and you stand here spitting words that you know aren't true. Then you don't know this man. I don't think you could. You don't have to know a man that wise and good. He is a decent man. He is an honest man. And you don't know. And you never will. Not from me, not from anyone who knows him. Not a morsel, not a crumb, not a clue. I have nothing more to say to you.
Fool could have taken you for granted. for so long. Wasted time, all the million hours pushing you away, building up my wall. All the days gone by, to glare, to pout, to push you out, and I never knew anything.
I will never understand how I kept from going crazy, just waiting there till you came home to me. Now look at me, now that you're finally here with me, now that I know I was right to wait and everyone else was so.
Well, that's almost as current as it gets. That is Ben Platt and Michaela Diamond from the revival of Parade running on Broadway to incredibly enthusiastic audiences. Their voices are quite extraordinary. That very complex show about the anti-Semitic trial of Leo Frank in Atlanta in the 19-teens. Certainly worth a visit to that show. Well, Jason Robert Brown's eclecticism is, you know, not just a hallmark, I would say it's almost a trademark of his work. He's able to segue from one form of music to another. In Parade, it's almost operatic in its emotional demands. And here is a very fun show I enjoyed a lot from 2007 called 13. And if you listen very carefully, you will hear Ariana Grande stuck in the middle, but enjoyable nonetheless.
Judge the book. I turned away without a second.
see a brand new you. I told myself I better run, hide. I never noticed what was there inside. But now, I see a brand new you. And I can't stop myself from loving every itty bitty thing you do.
I see a brand new you.
That was from the cast of 13, Jason Robert Brown teen musical, which I thoroughly enjoyed when it came out. I think they recently made it into a TV movie. At any rate, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on WLIW-FM. And I want to acknowledge the Frederick Lowe Foundation, which helps support our work every week. We have Camelot coming around the bend any minute. We'll certainly devote a show to that. Honeymoon in Vegas was a show that was, you know, totally in the old school Broadway formula. And Andrew Bergman, who wrote the screenplay to the movie and the book to the show, said, yeah, we just kind of want to do one of those kinds of shows. And Jason Robert Brown, I think, wrote a score that so knocked it out of the park in that kind of fun, ebullient way of the 1960s. I can almost imagine hearing Bobby Morse or Tony Roberts singing the opening number, I Love Betsy. But you know what? We'll get Rob McClure, who's pretty darn good on his own.
I like taxis, I like trains, I like Brooklyn when it rains, but I love Betsy. I like walking after dark, I like jogs in Prospect Park, but I love Betsy. I like Shake Shack, I like MoMA, and New Jersey's ripe aroma, the parades when I see them, and even the DMV. And the Brooklyn Bridge by bike, heck, there's lots of stuff I like, but I love Betsy, and she loves me. She likes hockey, no, I swear. She likes guys with thinning hair, and I love Betsy.
He loves Betsy.
She likes pizza and Chinese, Louboutins and mac and cheese. God, I love Betsy.
He loves Betsy.
She likes swimming, writing letters. She likes watching doubleheaders. She drinks bourbon and sake and even likes Rocky III. I'm amazed and I'm impressed. But the thing that I love best is I love Betsy and she loves me. 5 years. I've been in love with Betsy for 5 years. I can't believe she stuck with me. What kind of luck have I got to keep someone like her around? 10 years. My mom's been dead already for 10 years. So since she put that curse on me, no, there's no curse, it's not a curse. Forget I said curse, the point is it's been long enough. Now it's time to grow up, mom's in the ground. And look what I found. I like dancing on the pier. I like Broadway once a year, but I love Betsy. I like visits to the zoo. I like opera, that's not true, but I love Betsy. It's been 5 years and I'm ready. Get the sparklers and confetti. Give a wink to the waiter and summon the maitre d'. Just like Jay-Z and Beyonce, I will make her my fiancé. I love Betsy. I love Betsy. Betsy loves me. I'm a schmuck and Betsy loves me. Doesn't matter what I do, I know it's true. I could never live without her. Betsy loves me. It's amazing. Betsy loves me. Tonight I'm gonna show her just how proud I am to know her. There's no danger, there's no drama. There's no curse and there's no mama. Put my problems in the past. I'm a grown-up man at last. I'm the luckiest guy from the Bronx to the island. So laugh if you wanna. This whole town is gonna see that I love Betsy. Sorry, mama, I love Betsy, and she loves me.
Rob McClure from Honeymoon in Vegas. I talked a bit about Jason Robert Brown's eclecticism. He really knew how to write all sorts of styles. I think he really liked the showbiz style a lot, even though he didn't get to do it very often. Here are two very good showbizzy songs. The first is from Honeymoon in Vegas with David Joseph Berg, and then we'll segue into a Billy Crystal number from Mr. Saturday Night.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Milano Hotel and Casino is very pleased to welcome this evening and every evening the legend, the icon, the very soul of Las Vegas, Mr. Buddy Rocky!
When you say Vegas, you're saying love. You're saying diamond rings and all the things that little girls dream of. You're hearing bells go ring, ding, ding for me and you in Las Vegas. The land where dreams come true. When you say Vegas,
Vegas,
you're saying yes. You're talking Broadway shows, designer clothes, and wow, hey, that's quite a dress. Only suckers go to Foxwoods, get a clue, and come to Vegas, the land where dreams come true. Put on your tux, dress her up to her molar. Show her your roll with the highest rollers. Flash some cash, snag a front row seat. It's a night that she won't forget. You might be in the desert, kid, but a girl can still get wet. I'm joking, hey, when you say Vegas, you're saying, bring it on, you're saying, fill my heart with beauty and art, and don't quit before I'm gone. You can see Miss Liza Minnelli, Miss Barbara Streisand, or you can just miss Celine Dion. You're saying, deal me a flush, hey, sorry, mister, how should I know that trip is your sister? Cash in your chips and thank the stars above that you're in V-E-G-A-S, and that spells love.
Ladies and gentlemen, making his Catskills debut, please give a warm Barber's Hotel welcome to Buddy Young Jr.
I'm here to bring a little joy. Look at me sing, now watch me dance. Oh, hey, you're gonna like my shtick. You've eaten Kugel till you're sick. Boy, I'd hate to be your pants. I'm young, but every joke's a pearl. Got better legs than Milton Berle. Been waiting for the chance since I was a boy to bring you all a little. I promise you this year'll bring you all a little. All right, folks, here's what we're gonna do. You know what jazz scat singing is, right? All right, well, this is Yiddish scat singing. At the right time, I want you to repeat after me. I'll have the loin. All right, now what we're going to do, I'm going to cut you right in half. This will be like an Orthodox wedding. When I point you with my right hand, you repeat after me. Left hand, you repeat after me. Here we go. Say oi.
Oi.
Say bay.
Bay.
Say oi.
Oi.
Say bay.
Bay.
Oi.
Bay. Oi. Bay. Oi. Bay. Oi. Bay.
I'm glad I brought a little joy.
That was Billy Crystal from Mr. Saturday Night, a good old school musical comedy from 2022. Music by Jason Robert Brown. Lyrics, in this case, by Amanda Green. Well, I think most people might agree that his masterwork, or certainly the one that will live on, is Bridges of Madison County. That was on Broadway in 2014. A very romantic score. I think Jason Robert Brown, as you can listen to this trajectory, takes these sort of star-crossed lovers that he gets all the way back in last 5 years and manages to show them in a more mature and complicated way. His music is always spot on, in my opinion, as are his lyrics about the complications of romantic relationships and how people try to connect and all sorts of things hold them back and all sorts of filters come between them. And he renders it quite beautifully. What a stellar cast he had. Here is Kelly O'Hara from Bridges of Madison County.
What do you call a man like that? How do you even try to give it a name? A classification. What do you call a man like that? Something from days gone by, a kind of a wind blown from the past. But where do you find it? From what time or or fairy tale, come someone so ridiculous, so earnest, so strong. What do you call a man like this? How to
intense and so easy, so controlled but unpredictable, the tornado of his own.
Something in the desert. There was some place wild and green, and a child in a village I passed through. There are places that I've traveled, and so many things I've seen, and it all fades away. But you, I was sliding down a mountain. I was burning in the sun. I was crying with amazement at the view. I was capturing a moment. But when all is said and done, well, it all fades away. But you, it all fades away, it all fades away, it all fades away, but you. I have sailed across the oceans, past the cities and the farms, on a never-ending quest for something new. And the only thing that mattered was the 4 days in your arms, and it all fades away, but you, it all fades. Eternal, that cannot be torn apart. There is one thing that remains forever true. Past the thinking, past the breathing, past the beating of my heart, it will all fade away. But you, it all it all fades away, but you. But you
The indelible voice of Stephen Pasquale from The Bridges of Madison County. Well, we're going to wrap up our Jason Robert Brown episode. He has that sort of Sondheim plus Sondheim-influenced ability to bring in all sorts of references from pop culture and make them very resonant and make them stick, and he's quite heartfelt at the same time. As I said earlier, Hal Prince was his mentor with Parade, so he gave a big assist to Hal on a tribute to him called Prince of Broadway, where he was the music director and did some arrangements, and he wrote an original song at the end, which seems a very fitting way to honor the career still growing, still crossing many bridges, as it were, still parading down the street, as it were. Okay, I'll stop. Of Jason Robert Brown.
Do the work, do it now. If there's something to say, then say it. Find your team, find your voice, put it out into the world. Do the work, get it done. When you're finished, you start the next one. Will it last? Will it count? Time will tell. Fill the space. Do the work, pal, and do it well.
Do the work, find a way. If it matters to you, then prove it.
Make a point, make a stand, and then get it on the stage.
What you see, what you feel, is the start of an inspiration.
Give it truth, give it sound, give it light.
Take the chance, do the work, pal,
and do it right.
If there's something that you're dying to express, there is no one that can guarantee success, but you do it nonetheless. You've got to tell your story.
Tell the story with whatever's close at hand.
Use a canvas or a stage or baby grand.
Take a look and take a stand. You've got to tell your story.
Tell your story.
Any reason can be good enough to start. If you empty out your pockets or your heart, for the love and for the art.
Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more.